like to establish a disaster relief fund in Section 745. This piece here is looking to change that from relief to recovery, and we agree that that's more appropriate. As a matter of fact, in Waldo County, we've created a disaster recovery fund. We've actually funded ours in the county, so if we have an emergency, we've got some funds that we can utilize. The state hasn't funded the disaster relief fund, and actually, I know you're going to be bringing up 122 here shortly, and if that relief fund, a.k.a. recovery fund, was actually funded by law, I think it would solve the problem that's bringing up 122. We're asking for your support with these recommendations and passes this bill. I want to thank you, and then if there's any questions you might have, I'm willing to answer them.
Thank you. Any questions from committee? Senator Plummel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for being here, and I do have a question or two, but I just want to editorialize briefly, if I may.
You may.
And that is to thank you for doing the job you do. As a county commissioner many years ago, I knew it was sometimes tough to get people energized and excited about emergency management, and I'm glad to see that you are.
Thank you.
My question specifically, well, one request, the words in preparation for, if you could submit that in writing or Director McAleer for our work session so that we're absolutely clear where you request that.
Correct.
I don't believe I disagreed with anything I heard you testify to, but I am still concerned about the questions I asked the director, and that would be changing the dam inspection from 4 years to 6 years, and then the response time from 30 to 60 days. Do you have any concerns about either of those?
Well, on that, I won't speak on behalf of Malem, but I will speak on behalf of myself and Waldo County. We're actually pretty lucky. We really don't have any serious situations with dams. We don't have any major rivers. Most of the, like the director said, if we have anything actually happen, we get a call from a dam owner, or a lot of times it's from a municipal emergency management director. They've been very quick in response, out within hours usually, coming out and helping us with that. We work with the state when it comes to some of these dams nobody knows who owns. And so we work with them on trying to find out who actually owns it, and then we sit down with those owners, help them write dam plans, emergency plans, emergency action plans. And we also do exercises with them. Matter of fact, the Town of Freedom, I just did an exercise with them a couple weeks ago on what happens if their dam were to go, who would need to be notified, and who would need to be evacuated, and those type of things. So it's a pretty active on the response and recovery piece of it. And most of these dams, I mean, some of these dams are hundreds of years old. The condition doesn't really change that quick. If it had, it would have probably gone out a lot sooner.
Thank you.
Sure.
Representative Pease.
Yeah, I just wanted to editorialize a little bit. I just wanted to compliment Dale. He is the EMA director for Waldo County, and I just want to tell you, he's 20 times better than the one that he took the job from.
You're not talking about the interim one.
I'm talking about the interim one. Dale is the best one.
Thank you. Any other questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else willing to testify in favor of LD 326? Seeing none. Anyone opposed to LD 326? Seeing none. Anyone neither in favor or against LD 326? Seeing none, I now call the public hearing of LD 326 closed.